Hello, I am Dimitri Jagenaud from the Royal Theatre Perrochet.
Tell us about the Perrochet Royal Theatre. What is it?
Perrochet Theatre is a theatre for children. At the beginning in 1929, the idea was to propose a possibility for to children and family to go to theatre and to see shows, string puppets. We start the tradition of string puppets in this time, and this kind of successful story, because we are still now in 2022 existing and proposing shows and even festivals like now.
Almost 100 years.
Yeah, 93 years. Yeah.
And so there's also a museum, and that's a little younger. It started in 1938.
Yeah, that's younger, but it's very odd to think that this museum was the beginning, historically, the first international puppet museum in the 20th century, because at that time, in 1938, most of people fought to make war. That was a very problematic situation in Spain. Germany was already under the Nazi vision, and Mussolini was also in Italy. And Italy, for example, Germany was all the time a very huge country for puppetry. And the museum proposed at that time puppets from this country. So there was also this idea of peace and developing dialogues between different cultures of puppets. That was the idea of the museum when we start.
How many puppets does the museum have?
I think the puppets in my private collection, in my home, in the theater, in the history of puppet Perrochet, and also the international puppets, we count more than 4,000 puppets, for sure.
And how many of those were made here at the Perrochet?
In this place, you have to think that this place, we can carve puppets here. But in the case when we construct and build puppets, there will be a lot of dust. So that it's important, if we have a museum, to have another place to make puppets, to have a workshop, because... That's not so easy. Okay, and we have to breathe.
Please!
What we're having for the next 5 weekends is the Gem Festival. Mm-hmm. What is the festival?
The festival is in the extension of vision and on museum, and also on commitment in the puppetry, so in the relation of puppetry. So if you look the program, there are more than 12 different countries invited. In comparison with the Belgium, we have 7 companies from Belgium, and these 7 companies plays with words or without words. The other companies from Czech Republic, Slovenia, from Italy, some play in Italian. For the Czech people, they can play in Czech, but for the Slovenian, we have Pinocchio in English this Sunday at 3 o'clock, and we have also shows without text, so that, for example, the Netherlands, the Tam Tam Object Theater play 4 times, but it's only a play of objects on the table, and they are just music and movement of objects. And from the German puppeteer Anna Maria Schlemmer, for example, this very famous shadow player, she's coming from Hamburg, and there's no text and no words, it's just light and shadows. So there are plenty of proposal with or without language, and for sure with a lot of puppets.
So there's a lot of it in English, but even if it isn't for children, they're going to understand what's going
on. Yeah, because if you play Pinocchio, I think everybody knows it's the story of Pinocchio, and that's also a chance to discover another imaginary of object, of matter, because puppetry and puppets is not only the glove puppet, it's different way of thinking and doing and playing with actors and matter. It's not only the string puppets, so that the idea is open the vision on audience and also on children.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck on these 5 weekends.
Thank you a lot. Thank you.